And now back to the morning show.
And we're back. I'm Marcia Maycumber, your host here until 10 o'clock this morning. It's the 18th of March at 8:45, and we have the amazing Susan Kirsch is back with us from Catalyst for Local Control. And they are way, way busy putting together the next lobby day is coming up, but also there's every week there is the group call on Monday afternoons at 5 to discuss what they're all learning that's going on legislatively around the state. You know, what new numbers are coming in on housing specifically. There's a lot of focus in on that. And what isn't working. So welcome back, Susan. Good to see you.
Thank you, Marcia. It's lovely to be here. Amazing how fast a month goes by, but here we are again.
I know.
Thank you for having me.
So quickly. So for our listeners, just so they have the information that's available, if you would like to sit in for free on Catalyst for Local Control's Monday powwows, with state politicians, city managers, mayors, vice mayors, or former elected officials in those roles who are now working things from different angles, from non-elected positions. There's always a lot to be learned with the Monday Catalyst call at 5 o'clock. You just have to register the first time. And then you'll get the Zoom link, and then it works every Monday thereafter at 5 o'clock. So that's at catalystca.org. But I know there's a lot coming up on today's call agenda and that you've been working on a lot of projects. Fill us in, Susan.
Yeah, and thank you for that plug for Catalyst Call, because for anybody who's feeling like they're the only one struggling with that big building going on downtown, or what they read about the threats for the coastal areas being built up with high-rise developments, or your favorite neighborhood hangout being bulldozed to replace it with high-density housing, the Catalyst Call is really a part of bringing people together. And I've heard so many people say they're so grateful they no longer feel like they're alone in the battles that they're facing in their own communities. And maybe just to give a little context, I was out in Pleasanton. You know, I'm in Marin, so it was a haul to get out to Pleasanton, but was able to make a presentation out there. And like Pleasanton, you know, Menlo Park, San Rafael, all through the state, really, people are becoming aware of projects that are out of character, disregarding community values, too big, too bulky, too lacking in aesthetics, and not providing the real need that people agree on, that they're not providing affordable housing. Building new housing is costing, what, like $700,000 or $800,000 per unit. So any of their claims that this is going to provide affordable housing for someone making a minimum wage or even double a minimum wage is just not reading the information correctly. So, but what I want to say is in Pleasanton, one of the things that I talked about is the importance of any of us who consider ourselves activists or catalysts need to be thinking about two tiers of activities. And just tier one is that importance of paying attention to what's happening in your own community or your county and knowing who your city council members are or your board of supervisors are, and doing the typical route of letters and meetings and showing up, referendums and all of anything you can think of at the local level. But the challenge that we're facing is so big. I mean, really, the American dream is being squeezed out of people's minds, out of their capacity to dream of owning their own home, by the way in which California, you know, especially Democratic legislators have been passing legislation. So tier two is that important work that Catalyst is really focused on around what has to happen for policy. And in addressing policy, like Catalyst is more and more becoming aware of, we're working with the three L's, litigation, legislation, and lobbying. are the three ways in which we're trying to educate people that in one of those three ways, we might be able to get a hand back on sound housing policy that does what it says it's going to do. So, and what they were talking about in Pleasanton is a recent lawsuit in Livermore that I just, you know, in terms of litigation, I want to give this as one example of how challenging our situation is. I'm holding up and looking at a publication from the Citizens for Balanced Growth that was published March 7th that has the headline, Livermore Petition Refusal Ruled Unconstitutional. The story is that a group of citizens objecting to a project gathered, I think it was 400, gathered way more signatures than what they needed to get it on the ballot. But a city clerk, most likely with consultation with city attorney or city manager, decided that they didn't need to submit all of these signatures to be able to get this item on the ballot for the citizens who had done everything right at tier one of activism. And so the case, you know, was heard. Initially it was, you know, deemed that it was okay. But this headline is so clearly calling out what the city was doing was unconstitutional, likely backed up with this idea, as the state is saying, like, you must meet these requirements for RENA, the regional housing need allocations, even if they are ridiculously high compared to any other time, with no track record ever of being able to fulfill the high RENA numbers. So in this press release, so this was one press release. A day or two later, there's a another publication that came out. Listen to how the spin on the headline is different. This one, the headline is, housing advocates in Livermore decry what they see as a new tactic for NIMBYs. A new tactic using constitutionally assured ways of objecting to projects within the city framework is now being called a tactic for NIMBYs, which would give any of us a reason to say we darn well better become more active as NIMBYs. And let me read further just a short statement. This was a project that it was Eden Housing who wanted to do this project. So in a statement from Eden Housing attorney said, the ruling was, quote, a testament to how difficult it continues to be to build affordable housing, especially in wealthier parts of the state where well-funded opposition can afford to hire lawyers to bring relentless legal challenges in an attempt to delay the housing projects so long that they simply fail. So instead of standing in support for community activists, catalysts, using the tools that are supposed to work, they're now calling these tools like a NIMBY tactic. So that's one thing on litigation that's happening that people should be aware of, and how much in our communities, if you start using tactics like a referendum, you need to track it every way, because they are still working then to just ignore it, which is unconstitutional. So, you know, just one other thing on litigation, and then I'll move on a bit to legislation and lobbying. You know, there's, I think this is good news that the National Association of Realtors has come out in opposition to fixed commissions being paid at 6% per housing sale, that they've come out finally because of all the lawsuits that were brought against them for the way in which that practice was ruled illegal. Right. So the added, what, $5,000 to $15,000 or more, paying 6% on the cost of the house, you know, is being challenged. And so we've got a bit of good news in terms of litigation.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It's on the horizon, from all sides.
Should I just go on that to the next L? So that's litigation. Legislation. I just want to alert anybody who's following this. Our website, with the Catalyst Call announcement and the added articles and videos, that Maury Green is our webmaster. He's been doing a great job on that. So Scott Wiener, one of the most prolific of any of the senators, bringing forward bills that crimp local control and are making it easier for the asset class, the now even less than 1% of the wealthy own more and more of the property and land. He's got a new bill, a version of 423, the Coastal Commission Act that was passed a bit ago. He now has a new bill, Senate Bill 951, which is focused just on San Francisco and that, what, 3 or 4 mile stretch of coastal land in San Francisco, and is wanting to make changes to that from a state perspective rather than allowing the city to do its own planning and to keep its own local control, knowing the history and knowing what's preferred. He's proposing changing that. And that hearing is going to be coming up April 9th. And Catalyst then we will have a sample letter that we'll put on our website. We've got 2 videotapes of members of the Coastal Commission and members of San Francisco speaking out against this bill. And in typical Wiener fashion, it's being presented now as a bill that'll impact San Francisco, but it is also perceived as the camel's nose under the tent. And if they can get it to pass in San Francisco, it will soon be threatening all of the Coastal Commission areas, like 50 years of protection, with the perception the coast belongs, the beauty of the coast belongs to everybody. And Wiener's bill would allow it to be made to look like Miami or Hong Kong or who knows where, but it would prohibit and cut back. So anyone who wants to look at this tier 2 work on policy around legislation, this is one of the most significant bills coming forward. And yeah. So to jump in on that, and we'll probably say a few more words about that tonight.
Wow.
And then the third L, Lobby Day. Thank you for mentioning. We've got Lobby Day coming up April 16th. Anybody who wants this experience of going into Sacramento and meeting with one of the housing legislators, one of the legislators serving on a housing committee, we are doing all the scheduling. We'll give a script. We'll do an orientation training. We are looking to make this really easy for people to jump on board for Lobby Day April 16th. And that information is on our website too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So if you got something you want to say about these topics, you can jump onto catalystca.org to get more information about training, about the dates, and about the calls, among many other things. So wonderful. Good to hear all these things out there. And it's obviously keeping you quite hopping to stay on top of them, because as you know, as you've talked about, most folks don't appreciate not having a say in what's going on around them and in their town or on their beaches, and all those types of things. That does not generally go over very well. So we need to have our eagle eyes out on them, which is what you guys do at Catalyst. So any parting words, Susan?
My parting words are to say, it's a big deal, really, with the American dream being squeezed, with democracy represented by local elected officials having a say-so that is more than what color should you paint the front door, having meaningful say-so. It's really important that people find their way, either tier 1 or tier 2, but get involved. Do something.
Okay, there you go. The advice. Susan Kirsch, president and founder of Catalyst for Local Control. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Marcia.
Have a great week.
You too.
All right.